For migrants facing deportation. But now she's worried that it could make her church a target for ICE.
We're telling our families from my church and that if you are deported, you should already have paperwork set so we know where your children need to go.
In Washington, Texas Republican Congressman Brian Babin has introduced a bill to block birthright citizenship.
President Trump has made it clear that restoring fairness to our immigration system and defending the true intent of the 14th Amendment are central to his vision of making America great again.
And today, a federal court hears arguments from states challenging the Trump order on birthright citizenship. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Everyone realized that President Trump's executive order would be challenged. 22 state attorneys general are asking a federal judge to issue a temporary restraining order, arguing that the 14th Amendment ensures birthright citizenship regardless of the immigration status of their parents.
Firefighters in Southern California working on a fast-moving blaze north of Los Angeles that's forced thousands out of their homes. Sheila Kelleher is with the L.A. County Fire Department.
Wind-driven fire, it moved very quickly, but we made an aggressive air attack with a robust air fleet, and they did an incredible job overnight, really protecting those homes in Castaic where we didn't lose a structure.
A teenager who stabbed three young girls to death at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class in Britain has been sentenced to more than 50 years in prison. CBS's Cammy McCormick has more on Moscow's pushback to the Trump call for the end of the war in Ukraine.
A Kremlin spokesman says Trump is fond of sanctions, especially during his first term, and the threat is nothing new. But Russia is ready for mutually respectful dialogue with Trump. It's expected he and Vladimir Putin will talk on the phone, but Moscow says it is waiting for signals which have not yet come.
President Trump indicated today he'll demand interest rates drop immediately. In Hollywood, the film Emilia Perez leads the field with 13 Oscar nominations. Wicked and The Brutalist have 10 each. Wall Street, the Dow is up 247 points. The S&P is higher and the NASDAQ is down 54. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Buc-ee's is coming to Oak Creek. The city and the company behind the massive roadside attraction have worked out a deal for a 74,000-square-foot store at I-94 and Elm Road. That's just south of Ryan Road. At this point, there's an expected opening date of 2027. A 19-year-old Racine woman has been charged in a fatal hit-and-run last month. Shamia Anderson allegedly told police she's never had a driver's license. 44-year-old Wayne Carr died after being hit on Memorial Drive. Forest Park Elementary in Kenosha is closed today due to a major water main break. The incident resulted in a loss of water and restrooms not working. Racine-based Modine is opening a new facility in Franklin. A 153,000-square-foot facility is expected to create 200 jobs. The Racine County Sheriff's Office announced the passing of retired canine Nitro yesterday. The 12-year-old Belgian Malinois served the department for over 9 years. And Racine's Littleport Brewing Company recently closed their downtown location due to financial challenges. However, the owners now say they're exploring relocation to their historic Wiggly Mill building across the street. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks headed back to Milwaukee today after nearly a foot of snow around New Orleans shut down the roads and the airport. Last night's game against the Pelicans called off due to the weather. It'll be rescheduled later this season. Tonight, the Bucks host the Miami Heat with 41 games left on the schedule. Milwaukee the half point of the regular season, 13 games before the All-Star break. Damian Lillard on holding onto that fourth place spot in the Eastern Conference.
In this closing stretch, we got to have that more than anything else because it's going to come down to where our mind is. If we do, you know, I think we'll go into the break feeling good about ourselves, and I think right now we're trending in that direction.
College basketball, UWM last night with a 95-79 victory over Wright State in Fairborn, Ohio. Milwaukee now tied for second place in the Horizon League, 2 games behind Cleveland State. And former Packers defensive back Terrell Buckley named the new head coach at Mississippi Valley State. Buckley played for 7 different teams in the NFL after being a first-round pick for Green Bay in 1992. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22. We're back to 35 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Paul Harvey's rest of the story coming up in 30 seconds, brought to you by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Now, the rest of the story. The action-adventure motion picture the day after tomorrow thrilled audiences with vivid visions of the next ice age, Manhattan Island engulfed by rising seas, the northern hemisphere instantly fresh frozen like a bag of bird's eye peas. In fact, nobody knows what the next ice age would look like. But what did the last one look like? Well, this is what. During the last ice age, if you could have stood on the highest mountain on the North Atlantic island of Iceland, you could not have glimpsed the open sea in any direction. Nothing but vast ice floes for miles around, yawning beyond every horizon. Even far to the south, in what's today Scotland, temperatures plunged through most of the year to the point that plant life ceased to flourish. In Switzerland, glaciers roared down out of the Alps into the lower valleys, crushing, gouging, engulfing everything in their paths, as did glaciers worldwide from Norway to New Zealand. And what do you know? As New York Harbor, where all of the ships pass through all of the year, it was completely frozen. You could have walked from Manhattan to Staten Island without even dampening the soles of your shoes. The Baltic Sea regularly froze solid as well. What caused the last ice age? Scientists wonder about that. Some conjecture that increased volcanic activity during the epoch put enough dirt and ash into the upper atmosphere to filter significant amounts of warming solar radiation. Others observe that the sun itself goes through cycles of slight warming and cooling. And, oh yes, a fluctuation of as little as a few tenths of a percent in the energy output of the sun, that could be enough to alter the Earth's climate dramatically, and unquestionably something did. How long did the Ice Age last? 4, maybe 6 centuries? And we have remarkably precise evidence of it for the last 250 of those years, thanks to the invention by one Galileo of something called the thermometer. You see, climatologists estimate the outside parameters of the last ice age from roughly 1250 to 1850 A.D. And yes, it meets all of the qualifications of a genuine global ice age. The famines resulting from drastically diminished growing seasons killed millions, 1.5 million in 1315 alone, the year 1315. Glaciers appeared where they had not in thousands of years, wiping out farms and entire towns in two hemispheres. Now, some winter times, even in New York Harbor, solidified. And in the year 1816, there was no summer at all, not anywhere. So should it occur to you, as it has to art historians, that landscape oil paintings in the 16th and 17th centuries have more than their share of snow, you will know that what you are seeing through those windows in time are glimpses of something you thought was prehistoric. Yes, I do mean to say that we civilized humankind lived through the last Ice Age, and we scarcely even knew it was there. But now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey. What a story. Master storyteller. Heard twice daily on WRJN. Don Rosen has him at 7:25 in the morning and then again at 12:05, like you just heard, here on WRJN.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Joe! things are just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Rivers with an old Four Tops tune on WRJN. And the Badgers, they're playing Sunday, taking on the Nebraska Cornhuskers at the Kohl Center in Madison. You can hear the entire game starting at 11 o'clock here on WRJN. And what do we always say? Go Bucky.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time. Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa. Or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Klayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dee-doo-ah. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Only the lonely.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, with another update. Here's Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine-based company is growing in Franklin. Modine is set to open up a new 153,000-square-foot facility in Franklin. It's said to be dedicated to producing thermal management systems for various vehicles and equipment. The expansion is expected to create 200 full-time jobs within about 5 years. In a statement, the Franklin mayor says the development is a great win for the city. He's highlighting a $1.6 million tax incentive program for the company. A retired four-legged law enforcement veteran has died. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has announced the passing of retired canine Nitro. The 12-year-old Belgian Malinois German Shepherd mix served the department for 9 years. The office says during his career, Canine Nitro took down bank robbery suspects and hit on large amounts of illegal drugs. Sheriff Schmaling says the dog's contributions to the Racine County Sheriff's Office will not be forgotten. And a Racine brewery may open back up across the street. Littleport Brewing, which recently closed its downtown Racine location on 3rd, may find new life in the historic Wiggly Mill building. The owners of the brewery posted earlier this month that they had to close due to financial challenges. A post this week says the Littleport proprietors are now exploring the possibility of relocating to their riverfront property. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22. We're back to 35 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
Never knew love before.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. His name? Brenton Wood.
If you do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on your mind. If you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue, and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, just show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. Feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
Your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and
and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return to 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and only buy. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the lives we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
Yeah.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. You know who Mike Clemens is, right? He has got the reputation for being in the thick of all the sports in Wisconsin. And he'll be on the Don Rosen Show tomorrow morning to find out, well, to discuss with Don some of the big stories that have happened this past week and what's coming up. And then, as always, Friday mornings, you thinking about going out to the movies this weekend? Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, no relation, is going to be in with Don talking about what's out there and what's worth seeing. And maybe even what's not worth seeing. So check that out, Don Rosen, tomorrow morning on WRJN.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf, where golf season never ends.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? So you're not alone. And even better, Hims can help. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at hims.com/joy. It all starts with an online intake form. From there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. Through HIMS.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Millions of men experience ED, but HIMS can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to HIMS.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/joy for your free online visit. HIMS.com/JOY.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bye.
trying to plan your weekend, NFL, four teams left standing. The Commanders and the Eagles play at 2 o'clock Sunday. Then the Bills and the Chiefs at 5:30 Sunday. WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. No, won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, dear, baby.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Members of the Sackler family, who own the OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and the company, have agreed to pay up to $7.4 billion to settle several state lawsuits over the opioid crisis.
The Sacklers will pay $6.5 billion of that, and the company will pay $900 million. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected an earlier settlement, which was for $1 billion less. The court said that deal was improper because it protected members of the Sackler family from civil lawsuits over OxyContin. There have been other settlements worth about $50 billion. Most of the money has to be used to stem the opioid crisis. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
President Trump boasts his administration has done more in 4 days than others have done in 4 years.
My administration is acting with unprecedented speed to fix the disasters we've inherited from a totally inept group of people.
Well, CBS's Cammie McCormick says he spoke from Washington to the World Economic Forum in Switzerland.
Tops on the minds of those gathered in Davos, Trump's threatened tariffs. Trump's message to global businesses, he will lower their taxes if they produce goods here.
But if you don't make your product in America, which is your prerogative, then very simply, you will have to pay a tariff.
He said that money will go into the U.S. Treasury to strengthen the U.S. economy and bring down debt.
The administration says it will allow immigration agents to make arrests at schools, a move that's raised concerns in some places.